Give me a mic check for Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, hello, check one Tampa, check two Tampa. I need some more on one.
Okay.
Casino, check, check. Hard Rock, Tampa, check, check. Seminole Hard Rock.
Check it out for yourself at SeminoleHardRock.com. All right, guys, I'm rolling. Let's kick it.
Little Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's time for your coolest conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Stephen's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening. Please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. Shortly, I'll be speaking with Andy Chernoff. Now, he is the founding member of the Dictators, but he's also in The Master Plan. Their lineup also includes the likes of Keith Strang and Bill Millhiser from the Fleshtones, as well as Paul Johnson from the Waxing Poetics. The Master Plan has got a new single out now on Rumbar Records, and his B-side is a recent coolest song in the world, Ooh Baby Ooh. Yeah, that's a cover of a Hollywood Flame song. We'll hear some of it now, followed by my interview with Andy on your coolest conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. This is the Mighty Manfred, and my guest today for our coolest conversations is musician, songwriter, and producer Andy Chernoff. In addition to being the founding member of the Dictators, he's also been in a number of other bands and music projects, including The Master Plan. We have this week's coolest song in the world, Ooh Baby Ooh, out now on Rumbar Records. The single is back with the song The Master Plan as well. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing great, Manfred. Good to talk to you again.
Good to speak with you again. In fact, let's think here. We've spoken several times now. The first time was back in 2017. You'd written a tune that the Dolmans had recorded. And then we spoke again in 2019 when you released your single, My Imaginary Friend. Last year, we spoke after the Dictators reformed. And I'm so happy we get a chance to speak today about the Master Plan.
Well, I'm glad to talk about the Master Plan. It's kind of an interesting story, I think.
Well, let me ask you here first.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the lineup includes you along with not one but two Fleshtones, both Keith Strang and Bill Millhiser, guitar player and drummer, as well as Paul Johnson from the Waxing Poetics. And first, focusing on the Fleshtones, I know Ken Fox has been the bass player with them since around 1990-ish. But you were also in the Fleshtones for Small Time as well. When was that?
Yeah, right before Ken. I was in the band for about a year, year and a half or so. But I couldn't really do it full time. And Ken came along, and Ken, you know, Ken does a great job.
Oh yeah,
and really fits in, I think, perfectly with the band.
But, did you ever record with the Fleshtones?
I did. I did the record Power Stance, which was produced by
Dave Faulkner, maybe?
From the Hoodoo Gurus.
Oh, wow. I have that record, and on the cover is actually Ken is on the cover.
Well, yeah, because I recorded, there's a picture of me somewhere inside, but I think they wanted to, focus on Ken,
Right. Well, that's very cool. I didn't know that.
I've known these guys we went to high school together. I've known these guys for many, many years. So,
Oh, so like, who did you go to high school with? Strang and Zaremba?
Yeah, Strang and Zaremba, Flushing High School.
So I know they graduated like in 1978. So they're younger than yourself, or not?
They are younger. They graduated before that, I believe. Yeah, I believe they graduated in like 1972.
Maybe 76.
No, I think even earlier. Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Matter. Right.
I'm older. I'm older than everybody. You know.
So you've known those guys for a long time. How did it? They must have looked up to you being in the Dictators and stuff and putting out records.
I think they did. You know, and then of course they established a nice little career for themselves. But I, you know, Dictators were formed and made a record when I was pretty young. I was like, you know, 20 years old when we released our first album. So, yeah, I think they were impressed.
so they knew this rock star, and so you guys, your friendship developed from there. Tell me a bit about Paul Johnson from the Waxing Poetics. How did you know him? Early on,
Paul, I didn't know him. We had mutual friends.
Yeah.
Heath knew him because he used to live in Brooklyn. He now lives in Virginia, but he had a house in Flatbush with a studio in the basement. And we used to go down there and record different things. And at some point, we decided, me, Paul, and Keith decided, let's make a record, let's, you know, form a band and play. And this is like 25 years ago. Paul eventually sold the house and moved out to Virginia with his family. But, Paul was in a band called Waxing Poetics, who were very, very popular, in the Virginia area. Very popular. They get 1,000 people a night to see him play. And Paul's a great guitar player. He loves his favorite guitar players are Chuck Berry and Johnny Thunders. So you can't go wrong with that.
No, not at all. So you've known both all these guys for a while. And when you said that Keith and Paul were like, hey, let's form a band. Was that the initial nucleus of the master plan?
Yeah, it was like, hey, you know, let's have some fun. And it's pretty much been the motto and the mantra of the band. You know, if we, you know, we'll play when we can do it and have fun. And if we can't do it, you know, we'll just wait. And that's why we haven't recorded in, I don't know, 10 years or so. But
that's right. Of course, wait and gestate.
Yeah, wait and gestate. But Keith also, he moved to Sweden. So we, you know, Keith is not, it's very hard to get together when you have one guy in Virginia, one guy in upstate New York, one guy in Sweden. And then we had the COVID thing and Keith couldn't get it into the country. So it was even though we're talking about let's get together, it was physically impossible.
Well, talking about that, let's see, the first album, Colossus of Destiny, that was in 2003, Maximum Respect, followed in 2009.
Yeah,
and of course, there's been a lull since then. But now you're back at it, right? We've got this new song of the world.
We have new song. We're going to do a compilation of our first two LPs, CDs on Rumbar with some new songs we recorded. So, you know, we'll be in your face for a little bit longer.
Oh, good. That's a good place to be. Yeah. So our coolest song in the world this week, Ooh Baby Ooh, written by Bobby Day, best known for his hit Rockin' Robin. He was also in the Hollywood Flames. And I don't think they actually officially ever, when the Flames were active, that they released Ooh Baby Ooh. I think it just is like a track that came out on a compilation of their material later on. How did you come to the song?
I heard it. I think I heard it on Spotify and I said, wow, I love this song. This is a fun song to play. So when we were talking about what songs we wanted to record, what we want to do, I suggested it and everybody went, yeah, let's do it. So it is a fun song.
It is a very cool song.
Yeah.
I was wondering, you know, you were born in like 1955.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you listen to much 50s rock and roll? It seemed like, you know, by the time the Beatles or Ed Sullivan, you're like, you know, sort of a boyhood age. But did you listen to much 50s kind of rock and roll growing up at all?
Not really. I knew the Four Seasons and then the Beatles. And then the Beatles opened the door for everything.
Yeah. So when and where did you record Ooh Baby Ooh?
We did it at Mike Giblin's studio, another on the Grand Garage, because he's in the band Split Squad.
Right.
So we had been texting each other, and Keith said, let's book 4 days in Mike's studio. We hadn't seen each other in 10 years. So we all go down to Mike's studio in the morning,
which is in Mechanicsburg,
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania,
outside of Harrisburg. Yeah.
Sitting around his kitchen table with a guitar. We started to figure out, hey, we'll do this and this. Went down to the studio and we started playing. It was completely different from every other record I've ever done in my life, because usually you write a song, you rehearse a song, you prepare for recording and you go and you record it. Here, we kind of did it Rolling Stones style, where we worked out the song and the arrangements in the studio.
So, very cool.
And we did, most of it was done in 4 days. We had a few things that I was able to do in my home studio, and then stuff that Mike, who produced the record, as well as engineering it, added some stuff later on. So a big kudos to Mike for helping us out getting this record done.
So Ooh Baby Ooh, that's got Keith Strang singing lead on it. Who's singing those higher backing vocal parts? Is that a woman?
Yeah, that's Amy Simpson. She lives in Harrisburg. Mike Giblin knew her, and she's great. I mean, he played that for us, and everybody went, yeah.
Well, yeah, she sounds great
singing, and it's adds a whole nice new texture to the song at the end.
Right, right. It just sort of keeps building it up, you know, and gives it a little extra kicker towards the end. So how many songs did you record in that session?
We did 4 songs.
Okay. And now these other two will be part of this Rumbar Records release.
It'll be on the, I think he might want to do an EP. We're still figuring that we're definitely going to do a compilation CD.
Okay.
You know, maybe 4 or 5 songs from each record, the first 2 records, and the new stuff. That is definitely in the ballpark. And I think the new song will be available on the Rumbar Bandcamp page. So go out and spend your 99 cents.
Do you have any live shows coming up for the Master Plan?
We talk about it, but it's really tough. You know, Keith's involved with the Fleshstone. I'm involved with the Dictators. And Keith's in Europe. So we'll see. We're talking about some time. Keith's going to come over and we'll do some shows. We'll see if we can actually work that out. I mean, the older you get, the harder it is to get people together.
Yeah.
That's the thing you learn. But when you first start a band, everybody's there 24/7. Let's rehearse. Let's play. Let's. And then, you know, people have lives and they have jobs and they have responsibilities and they have other bands. But the point is to make as much music as you can at all times. And that is what we are trying to do.
Oh, man, I agree 100%. Speaking about, you mentioned the Dictators. I saw on, I think, the Book of Faces on Facebook, some post from beginning of June, I think maybe it was June the 6th, where you've written something about you were 6 songs into a new Dictators album. Did I read that correctly? Is that the case?
Yes, yes. Yeah, we got 6 songs. We're recording a new one as we speak, but we record trading files. It's a very, very slow process. But it is in different locations again. It's really not the most efficient way to record, but allows us to do it also for very little money because everybody has good home studios.
Oh, that's cool. So Scott Kempner, is he able to participate in these new recordings at all?
Unfortunately, he can't. Yeah. Unfortunately, he can't. Scott, who was a major personality in the dictators, has early onset dementia. It's unfortunately, it's a disease without a cure. His father had it. He is with his family in Connecticut. He's very comfortable in a very good setting, but his disease, there was just no cure for the disease. It's very sad.
Have you been producing any bands of late?
No, I'm kind of out of that. You know, dictators. I do, you know, dictators keep me busy, and my home life keeps me busy, and master plan keeps me busy, and I play with other bands where I live. So I'm active, you know, and producing. Last record I produced was with the War and the Waldos, and, you know, it's it just takes up a lot of time.
Yeah.
So it's really not worth my time anymore.
So where are you living currently? Somewhere upstate New York?
I live in the hamlet of Mount Tremper, New York, which is between Woodstock and Phoenicia in the Hudson Valley. Beautiful, beautiful area. It's a rural, I live in a rural part of New York. I'm here, I'm a New York City kid. I never thought I would live here, but I love it. My wife is a nature photographer, and she's photographing bears and bobcats and porcupines and stuff all the time. And but I'm close to Woodstock, and there's always lots of music in Woodstock. There, you know, there are always venues, people playing, a lot of musicians here. So it's where I should be at the moment. I'm very happy.
You know, our very own Palmyra Del Ran, she has a house somewhere upstate New York, not too far from Genya Raven.
Genya Raven, they are close. Yeah, they're both close. Close meaning half hour away.
Well, you know, I live in Los Angeles, so a half hour away, that's practically next door.
That's neighbors. That's your neighbor, right?
That's your neighbor, right. Well, do you guys ever get together and have a little impromptu hootenannies?
Who are you referring to?
To with Palmyra or Genya?
Oh, I've never seen Palmyra's house up here. We've talked about it.
Oh, okay.
All right. I've never seen her house. But I know where she told me where she lives, so I have an idea of where it is. But yeah, the Hudson Valley is well represented by underground garage DJs.
Well, I'm ready to hear some basement tapes, some Andy Chernoff basement tapes. You got to invite everybody over. And what color is your house, by the way?
It's white.
White, the big white. Tracks in the big white.
Big white, yes.
Yeah.
You know, I have a story. My friend was maintaining Big Pink. And I said, hey, can I go in there and walk through the basement? And maybe the walk of the house goes, yeah, come on over. And so I went in there, and there's a piano. And I played the night they drove old Dixie down on the piano in the Big Pink basement about 2 or 3 years ago.
I think
it was like, it's kind of magical just thinking about it, because you know, I love the band. And of course, around here, there is just lots of lore. Matter of fact, my next door neighbor is the house where Paul Butterfield used to live.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
How long was he there?
He was there for like, I'd say it could have been 10 years, you know.
Oh, wow. So yeah, good time.
Back in the 80s into the 90s. So yeah. Before we got here.
Well, we need to speak a little bit about the flip side, the song Master Plan, paired with Ooh Baby Ooh. I'm so happy that it was time to reveal the Master Plan. Tell me about that track. Does it actually predate the band's formation, or the band's formation has since inspired it?
No, the band's formation inspired it. Keith, we're talking about, we're throwing back and forth some original song ideas. Keith had the gist of that song, and I wrote lyrics and then added, I don't remember, you know, what I added, a bridge or something and a melody. So that was sort of about the band reforming after 10 years and, you know, kind of about it. I think it's a funny song, but let the audience judge that.
Yes, yes. So are things unfolding as per the master plan would have it?
Yes, yes. Things are unfolding. We're actively working with our record company, Rumbar Records. Very happy with Lou Mansdorf at Rumbar. He's doing a great job in getting things organized. And, very happy, we got the cool song of the week again. That's life is good. Doesn't get better, Manfred, let me tell you. Long as you're making music, it's all good.
I hear you. Absolutely. And Andy, I want to thank you so much again for talking with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
If I could pay a compliment to Stephen and the whole Underground Garage family, having an outlet on radio, I think it's helping make better rock and roll music.
Absolutely. And now it's time to reveal the master plan's master plan here in Little Stephen's Underground Garage.
Take me to your leader. The shit has hit the fan. Take your marching orders. That's the central command. And they call us the master
That was the Master Plan with some of their Master Plan. Yeah, that's the title to the A-side of their new single out on Rumbar Records. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to Andy Chernoff for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast. Now, singer-songwriter Jesse Mallon, he's got a new single out on Wicked Cool Records called Keep On Burning, and we'll find out all about it on our next Coolest Conversations podcast presented by Hard Rock. In Little Stephen's Underground Garage.
There's a place in New York where you can walk through the actual front doors of the world's most famous recording studio, Abbey Road. Through those doors, past the Beatles, Pink Floyd, Radiohead, and countless other rock giants. Where can you find those doors? At the Hard Rock Cafe Times Square. The Abbey Road doors and thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock Cafes, Hard Rock Casinos, and Hard Rock Hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.